So there was lots of speculation in the media, both by pundits and guests aside, including on my show, that we're all wondering what really happened to Hollywood publicist Ronnie Chasen. Well, now the answers are out. It says that police have linked the gun used in a recent suicide to the gun used in the high-profile killing of Hollywood publicist Ronnie Chasen in Beverly Hills. Ronnie Chasen, who was shot in the early morning hours of November 16th, was gunned down by Harold Martin Smith, an ex-con who police say was down on his luck. Police called it a random act. Smith acted alone and apparently rode a bicycle to the incident. It's unclear how many shots were fired. However, Chasen was apparently shot, and when she was shot, she pressed her foot on the gas and drove into a nearby pole. There's no evidence to suggest that Smith ever made it to Chasen's car. Despite media reports saying neighbors overheard Smith bragging about a large sum of money days before the killing, police say no evidence supports the claim that Smith acted alone. Undercover officers had been led to Smith, an ex-con, after a tip-off a member of the public was provided to the TV show America's Most Wanted. It's unknown if Smith knew why the police wanted to speak to him. He did have an outstanding warrant for his arrest on a misdemeanor charge. There was some misinformation about this case, including by some high-profile weekend hosts on Fox News. They just simply got it wrong. But looks like the Beverly Hills police have it right. A robbery gone bad, and Ronnie Chasen lost her life because of it. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.